Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
You know success when you see it, or you think you do, the people in the spotlight. But what about those small business masterminds who succeed at making their money work harder? They do that by having a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, which now earns 5% annual percentage yield. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way, from design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code RADIO20 at BloombergLive.com/Green Festival.
Global business news 24 hours a day at Bloomberg.com, the Radio Plus mobile app, and on your radio. This is a Bloomberg Business Flash.
From Bloomberg World Headquarters, I'm Charlie Pellett. Most U.S. stocks advanced today. The dollar edged lower amid growing unease about persistent low inflation, and investors await central bank speeches at Jackson Hole later in the week. S&P 500 index up 2 to 2428, a gain there of 0.1%. Dow Industrials up 29, a gain of 0.1%. NASDAQ down 3, a drop of less than 0.1%. The 10-year up 4/32. The yield there, 2.18%. Gold up 5.80 the ounce to $12.94, up 0.5%. And a pullback today for crude oil. West Texas Intermediate down 2.4%, down $1.17 a barrel to $47.34. I'm Charlie Pellett, and that's a Bloomberg Business Flash.
All right, Charlie, thank you so much. You are listening to Bloomberg Markets right here on Bloomberg Radio.
You'll be swell. You'll be great.
Impact investing, no longer just about doing good, and Swell is a new impact investing startup. We want to talk a little bit about what they are up to. Let's bring in David Fenger. He is Chief Executive Officer at Swell Investing on the phone from Newport Beach, California. Dave, nice to have you here. Tell us a little bit about your approach and what you guys are doing when it comes to impact investing.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me on today to talk about this important subject. Yeah, we just launched Swell Investing a few months ago. We're all about impact investing with our entire platform, and we've been incubated by Pacific Life. On the platform itself, we offer six portfolios that consist of companies that are really poised for growth because they're working on social and environmental challenges that we're all aware of, things like renewable energy, clean water, and disease eradication. Now, the key thing that you'll find different from most other platforms out there is that we expect and demand that each company in our portfolio derives revenue in their products and services that they offer to address those social and environmental challenges. So it goes well beyond just a typical ESG screen.
Right, and that's what I wanted to kind of dig a little bit into. Tell me about your selection process. Obviously, you want companies that are profitable and growing their business, but be more specific because there's a fair amount of offerings out there.
Yeah, it really is a spectrum. For us, we go through a process on our impact side with our impact analysis team, and then, yeah, we move over to our portfolio management team to develop weights for it. But from an impact perspective, we're making sure first that we're looking at, does each company derive revenue from that respective theme? So a good example might be Tesla with electric vehicles in our green tech portfolio. And then we look at each of the companies and say, well, do you have an ESG rating of double B and above? Because we're concerned with, you know, still maintaining the environmental, social, and governance rating systems that are out there. So we want to make sure, yes, you're double B and above, which is considered at the high standard tier of ESG ratings. But then we want to make sure the revenue is there as well. addressing that theme. And then we're going to look at your, what is your targets? Are they aligned with the UN Sustainable Development Goals, which we can see that from their CSR reports to see, like, are they moving their power mix to something more renewable? So we can see that with companies like, Vestas out there as one of the world's largest wind turbine companies that sits in our renewable energy portfolio and others.
Dave, forgive me if you've already said this, but are you guys tied to an index, or you are specifically active management and sorting through and picking through companies?
Yeah, so ours is a rules-based investment approach. It's a separately managed account. So these are actual shares that you would own of these individual stocks. And across all six portfolios, there's roughly 300 companies. But, yeah, you're actually a shareholder in these separately managed accounts.
Right, and I'm just looking at how you guys break it up. You've got I just lost my page. Renewable energy, green tech, disease eradication, clean water, healthy living, zero waste. And then you kind of drill down into different companies. If I look at zero waste, you've got companies like Steel Dynamics, Fleur Systems, Waste Management, Mohawk Industries. How actively are you possibly buying or selling with these portfolios?
Yeah, buying and selling within each portfolio is really on a quarterly rebalancing basis, and that's when, we'll look to, address weights or move in and out of some of these securities, and that's driven by two parts. One part is the impact part. So if you were to, let's say, sell a subsidiary that was in renewable energy and that was the revenue you were deriving from it that allowed you to be in, that would be a company we might move out. Also, if your ESG rating dropped below double B, that would be a reason that you would be moved out. And the other way as well, you could come into the portfolio if you showed revenue or other, if your ESG rating went above double B. So that happens quarterly, but also, we're addressing the investment fundamentals when we're determining the weights. It's not just a uniform weight in a portfolio. So that's occurring, too, with our portfolio management team on this.
But the bulk of the business has to be where you're, it's a positive impact investing, correct?
That's correct. That's what's very unique about Swell Investing versus many of the other digital platforms that are out there today. This is a holistic platform around impact investing. So it's not just the product, it's also the experience that you have going through the content on our blog, on our site, that really is educational around impact investing and these companies and what they're doing to address these social and environmental challenges.
Among these different groups that you guys are allocating your portfolios, as I mentioned, renewable energy, green tech, clean water, healthy living, talk to us about some of the interesting trends that you are seeing.
Yeah, one of them for sure is around energy efficiency, and that's what's, I think, really driving this green tech portfolio of ours. Right now we're seeing a return year to date at 18%, and since our track record started September 30 of 16, we're at around 28% to date.
Right.
And that's really by companies like Plug Power. They're focused on hydrogen and fuel cell solutions, companies like Universal Display with organic LED lighting. Philips even, they've aligned 95% of their revenue towards UN Sustainable Development Goals. So you'll see that there's a number of small and mid-cap companies in the portfolio where it's great because from an educational standpoint, you're learning with our full transparency what these companies do. You can actually click on them and read a company impact report on each one. And so we're great at showing the transparency so you have an understanding of why they even made it there in the portfolio.
Dave, got to be quick, got about 15 seconds. What kind of money have you attracted among investors?
Oh, it's gone right now at around $9 million in AUM since launch, which was May 16 of 17, and we've seen weekly growth rates of our investors at around 20% per week-on-week average. So we're excited to see that kind of a turnout for impact investing because we think it's a powerful subject and a need to continue to grow this.
Yeah, no longer just about doing good, but you actually do see significant returns. Dave Fenger, thank you. Chief Executive Officer at Swell Investing on the phone from Newport Beach, California. You are listening to Bloomberg Radio.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way from design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code RADIO20 at BloombergLive.com/greenfestival.